What's up, guys? This is the Audio Development Journal number X. This one's going to be about the protocol upgrade, Truth Social Network version 0.1.1. Just wanted to talk a bit about some of the tips I've been doing. So basically, we've got our seven or eight core tips that serve to basically tighten up things here with the protocol. Well, first off, it's going to show us how we do protocol upgrades. This is sort of a exercise in that, in learning about how we upgrade the protocol. And then the other primary purpose of this upgrade is just to implement this core group of tips that are really going to tighten things up. So these seven or eight tips I've done, if you've been paying attention, plus maybe a few more, basically sculpt out the core protocol. I mean, well, you have your directory tips and your base tips, but and then you have, protocol oriented and informational, and this allows you to sort of modularize things. And directory tips have their own set of rules, and there's a few in there which are sort of common directories that everyone's gonna have. The accounts directory, and the point your blockchain directory, these are sort of common directories that everyone's gonna have on your block publishing server. So the point is, I wanted to kind of lay it all out there in a pretty clear and concise way of what the core protocol is, and I think we've done that with these seven or eight, plus give or take maybe a few more. We'll see what gets into version 1.1. And all of these tips are using TSN documents, so they're kind of off the record signing, which means they're using one of three aspects of TSN signing, which is actually described within these tips. In other words, they're from a valid TSN account. So that's one of three aspects, but they're not TSN references, as those have all three aspects, as those include, digital signature, which is from a valid account, which is included in your block. But there's advantages to this for TSN documents, for these tips, because you could see them being updated and edited in real time, and if you want, you could track the changes in them. But it's kind of self-explanatory, in my opinion, what I've been doing with these changes, but the option is there now. So these tips are the first versions or drafts. When they're finalized, they are proposed by basically creating a PDF document of the final version, which can then be have a unique hash, which is signed to be officially proposed. And then we'll see which tips are going to be included in this next protocol upgrade, which will kind of be signaled for and voted on in your TSN block. And we'll go from there. But I think we've got a good set of core requirements, basically, for what the protocol is, and we've really tightened things up. Now, once this upgrade is official, I think it should be fairly achievable for anyone to start using this stuff, because with these base tips alone, or a core group of tips, I should say, I don't think it's exaggeration to say we've replaced social media. Now, you need some requisite knowledge in order to be able to use the TSN. You do need to know how to secure a private key and sign messages with it, from your address, and you need to be able to, publish from a server. To be able to publish blocks and all that, but it's pretty much all fairly doable stuff that if you've ever used Bitcoin before, even a bit tech savvy, if you've had a website, it's doable. Or if you know the core concepts of digital signatures and files and hashes, which if you are involved in cryptocurrency, you probably should. So now, it's gonna attract a certain type of person who has this requisite knowledge at first, because that's just sort of how technology works, and it's not a bad thing. Like with Bitcoin, at first, you had all the nerds and techie guys involved, and it kind of needed to be that way because they understood it the best. And in order to be able to build upon it, to branch it out into what it needed to be, to get less tech savvy people who knew how to make it more user friendly, in order to build on it, to make it available for people to advocate for it, and so on and so forth, to get to where it is today. To get it to, the market cap and brand name and success it's become. But the point is, technology sort of evolves in this way because it just happens to be the best way for it to work. So you got to be a bit tech savvy to use it right now. But that's not a bad thing because it'll draw in those people who, are knowledgeable enough to help contribute and build it out. But further, it's just such a huge idea that it doesn't matter, because censorship is so rampant, and if you have no choice, you gotta figure it out. That's just the way it is. It's like if like with Bitcoin, if you had to, if you were being censored by a bank in one of those gray markets or gray areas or black markets, you had to learn how to use it. You had to become tech savvy. So this sort of stuff evolves on its own, and not a bad thing. Now, again, I think with these core tips, it's pretty much ironed out how to use this thing. We'll make some better summary trips, right? In the trips directory and all that, eventually, just walking through how to make a TSN account and all that. But this will make it fairly doable. Now you'll notice we left out the mining, the Cloudtrion, and all that stuff for now in this upgrade, because I wanted to kind of show that with this core backbone alone, you've essentially replaced social media. Now, you can say that's exaggeration, but it's not really. It is certainly very clunky, as we were talking about before, and you need some savviness to be able to do it. But by creating these TSN references and so on, and all this good stuff with the protocol, there's not much you can't do that you couldn't do with social media. Now, it's gonna get built out a ton more with these financial aspects, and further with making your content redundant. But you can, in fact, create your own historical record of content right now. Now, the immutability of that content or redundancy is a different story, but think about that you can basically do Twitter without Twitter or YouTube without YouTube, because if you use Twitter and someone shuts down your account, as long as you backed up the data, you have that data. So even with this core backbone, it's the same dynamic, except you don't need Twitter. All you need is the ability to publish from a server, and you can back up that data all the same. And it's even more, it's basically tamper evident, this historical record of yours, and anchored in time. So it's pretty freaking cool. We've essentially created a tamper evident historical record of content without using the social media tech giants, and it's all basic tools, but it works. And it's kind of like, why the hell hasn't anyone done this already? Well, maybe because not everyone could easily secure a private key in the past, and not, the costs of computers and hard drive space and all that has vastly improved, and databases and all. And that's like, so people say, if you think about comparing Bitcoin to it, right? The innovation in Bitcoin is obviously the decentralized consensus proof of work mechanism, and no one's debating that. But Bitcoin is global money, and the Truth Social Network is something totally different. It is social media, without the social media tech giants, at least this core part of it. It's going to be much more than that, but that in and of itself is a huge idea. So, no one's debate. If you, there's going to be two types of critics, right? There's, and that's the old joke with the universe, right? Is there's two types of people: those who think there's two types of people, and those who don't. But there's two. There's going to be two types of critics. There's going to be the first who says, the actually nerd, who's looking at it as if from the Bitcoin perspective, and is going to say, well, it's not. It's not, the innovation is in the proof of work, decentralized consensus mechanism, and that's true, as I've said, that's the innovation in Bitcoin, but that's not what we're trying to do here. You don't need decentralized consensus, and which is, comes through proof of work, in order to create a tamper-evident historical record. And in order to do Twitter without Twitter, obviously. So they're going to say, and that's why you don't put all this data in the blockchain, because blockchains necessarily have this cost to embed data in everyone's computer. That's how it works, is all these ledgers, everyone has to hold everyone's data, and that's how it had to be with money. But so that's exactly, quite intentionally, why we've taken the opposite approach, is you store your own data and you start from there. And then, given, later, your content is valuable enough, it will become more redundant. But who's to say that everyone's content is valuable enough? But nonetheless, they're going to say that, and it's true, that's the innovation of Bitcoin. It's not the innovation of the Truth Social Network. The innovation is doing social media without the social media giants. At least right now, it's already doing that. So, again, if Twitter censors your account or closes your account, if you're smart, you could have backed up the data. So it's the same thing with your own data from your block publishing, from your blocks and all that, and all of your content can easily be backed up and reposted from a new server if need be. And that's much harder to do, is take down a server. And obviously, you could be running your own server, you could be running a hosted server, you could be running a VPS and all that. But As long as you can publish blocks and you own the ability to do that from the server, you have a block pub and you have your TSN address. You can always just re-upload it, and if it takes down, you just open up a new account and denounce the last account. So it's really beautiful, the perfect set of tools you need to do social media without the tech giants. Now it's like, what is the competitive advantage of these companies, of YouTube, Twitter, and all that? And the government would have you believe it's the ability to like moderate and censor all this content on their own databases, which and control the flow of information. Like, that's a good thing, and that's obviously complete and utter nonsense. The only competitive advantage they have as of now is storing data in servers, right? So, and that has and will continue to change over time, as people are able to store more and more data, and are also, because of the Bitcoin Renaissance, are incentivized to everyone. More and more servers are going to be run outside of these unique companies, and nonetheless, their competitive advantage is in that, is in running servers. It's not in censoring fucking information, and that's gonna become apparent now that the true social network exists. And so, assuming they keep that competitive advantage, that's fine. Maybe that ability to censor the flow of information and content and who gets to speak will be removed, and maybe they'll just run server feeds and cloud mining operations, or however you want to think about it, with all that, how that gets ironed out. But nonetheless, and maybe it won't, maybe there's just everyone's going to be running their own servers for running Bitcoin nodes and mining, that you won't even need them at all. So that's to be determined, but nonetheless, the government would have you believe that you need their permission to have a voice. That's obviously not fucking true, because anyone can publish using the TSN now and create their own historical record of tamper-evident content, which is anchored in time in their own blockchain. There's not a fuck thing that anyone else could do about it. And so now you can do it from your own server. The private key is the most important thing. And so you could basically do all your content on the TSN, or you can create backwards compatible accounts during the transition. And maybe so for a bit they'll stick around, these tech giants. Well, people do that, or we'll see how fast it evolves. But you have the option of doing both, basically. But if you're doing backwards compatible accounts, it's like, well, now I could just make a new denounce my old Twitter account and make a new Twitter account, if it gets canceled or whatever the reason is. So it's like, how valuable really are these followings on these platforms if everyone starts even using backwards compatible TSN accounts? Because you could just make a new one and it becomes less relevant. And then eventually, if enough people are using both, it's like, well, maybe I'll just publish from my own server, and get rid of all those accounts. But that might be the intermediary. We'll see. Now, back to two types. So there's that first critic who's gonna say, well, it's not complicated enough, Bitcoin, or sorry, they're gonna say, well, the innovation of a blockchain is decentralized consensus. And no, the innovation of Bitcoin is decentralized consensus. The innovation of the Truth Social Network is doing social media without the tech giant's ability to censor you. Now, the other type of critic is going to say, well, this is too simple, this, the ability, well, I've seen my SQL database and blah, 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 and, public key cryptography has existed since the 80s or the 90s or whatever it was, and, computers have existed since way back, so, what's the big deal? Well, no one put it together, and again, the ability to use all of these things together easily hasn't happened. Maybe we were guided towards these social media centralized server farms for a reason, but nonetheless, it hasn't happened. And so, yeah, that's what's great about it, is it's simple, and you can just redo everything you're doing without them. So I think we'll wrap it up soon here. Sorry to put it all out in one shot, all those 8 tips, I kind of just ground them out, but it's kind of how I go. It's kind of like if you ever play basketball, the hesitation, you go bringing the ball up the court, and then you stop, and then you kind of lull them to sleep with a few crossovers, then you go, and then you stop, and then you lull them to sleep, then you go. It's like you're at the rim, basically, in one motion. It's like, it's like the old story of the boy and the master, and the boy says, "What is the wind?" And the master says, "So I think we're gonna wrap it up here soon. I gotta tune in to my new favorite podcast, The Orange Pill, broadcasted live from Max's brain. So that should be fun. Or is it, are they broadcasting live from my brain? Or is everyone broadcasting live from the Orange Pill's brain? That's what I'm trying to figure out. But anyway, it's a great, great podcast. If you haven't tuned in, check it out. Max and Stacy. I think Stacy's the real brains of the operation there, pun intended, but she's nice, so she lets Max think he's the draw. But great show. It's kind of funny. Max probably, you could argue Max invented the true social network himself, with Maxcoin back in the day. But I think he might have just gotten the incentives a bit wrong there. But as soon as we get the clout and mining and all that worked out, we'll have to get Maxcoin rebooted up, get him set up the right way with his proper Maxcoin, or maybe it should be Stacy Coin. I don't know. We'll have to see about that. But we'll see if the clout and mining aspects really get ironed out. In year zero, I wasn't expecting it to go that quick, but after all, it continues to go ahead of schedule and quicker than I had anticipated. So we'll see. But yeah, it's like Max, he's the real inventor, not only because of Maxcoin, but he's got all those patents he did in the 80s around digital currency. So it's like, do I work for him really? But anyway, we'll have to get him set up with the new Max coin. I think we're gonna close it up here. Tune in for more. We'll be back soon. Peace.